Well, good morning. I would like to say that this presentation was put together by Dr. Celia Larson, who's principal researcher here, Dr. Clifton Metter. Dr. Metter is the director of the Meharry Vanderbilt Alliance, which is an alliance between Vanderbilt University and Meharry Medical School. And also Fonda Harris, who is the current director of the Bridges to Care program, and Dr. Bill Paul, who is the director of health. Let's see, what are we going to paste down? Okay. I do not have anything to disclose regarding any associations. I am going to describe the background of this program, how it came about, show you some of the results in terms of the actual numbers of persons affected by the program, and then we're going to look at some data really around the whole question of what the impact of linking a person to a source of primary health care in terms of their health care utilization. The background of this program really stems, and I won't follow this exactly, from an effort by the local health department there in Nashville to try to create a system of care for the uninsured. This was along about the time after health care reform had failed in the Clinton administration. And so the federal government was trying to find ways to help stimulate and create systems of care, especially in large urban areas. And so they developed a program called HCAP, or CAP first, and then later became HCAP when President Bush came in and changed the name. But it's essentially the same program. And the idea was, we'll give these cities money that they can then use to try to, in a variety of ways, create systems of care for the uninsured. We created a consortium, which is known as the Safety Net Consortium of Middle Tennessee. To give you a little bit more background, prior to this time, the health department had been the major provider of primary care for sick people in that county. And so if you were poor and uninsured, you went to the health department for your care, with the exception of two federally qualified health centers, which over time began to grow. And you may have heard of the experiment called TennCare in Tennessee, which was really an ambitious effort to try to consolidate care for the poor and uninsured and bring the uninsured into TennCare or in Medicaid by expanding coverage to large additional populations. So once TennCare came into existence, the health department got out of the primary care business. The theory being that people had access to care through insurance, TennCare, Medicaid, and so it was not necessary for the health department to continue to provide sick care. Over the years then, after that program came into existence, there grew a large number of private clinics. Some of this was an expansion of the FQHCs. A lot of it was new clinics that were stimulated by faith-based groups and also hospitals. And so at the time that this consortium was formed, which is began in 2000, really got set in 2001. There were 23 different clinics, and then the nine hospitals also became a part of the consortium. Their first initiative was to develop what they called Bridges to Care. And this was, as I said, was funded by the HCAP program. And the purpose, of course, was to try to create a more seamless system of care. You had large numbers of providers, you had large numbers of uninsured people, and yet there was no real system of care for a person to navigate that variety of providers and get the care that they needed. It was funded by the federal government, later funded by private sources, Ascension Healthcare, and ultimately by the health department itself. Basically, the program was to link uninsured people to one of these network of 23 clinics. And so the health department contracted with a private agency, Catholic Charities, to employ care coordinators, place them out in places where people would present who are uninsured, ER departments particularly, and basically tell them, you don't have to come to the ER for care. You can go to one of these primary care clinics. If you go to those clinics, become part of this program, we will also provide free transportation to you to get to your care. We'll also provide some pharmaceutical assistance. And those two primary incentives became influential in getting people to choose a, quote, medical home and begin going there for care. So the purpose was to improve their access to appropriate care and decrease the inappropriate utilization of the hospital EDs. By the way, through this process, they signed a release of information, and so the health department was able to get access to all of their healthcare utilization, both in the hospital and in the primary care settings. So we were able to track where they went for care. So we're trying here to evaluate specifically the emergency department and clinic utilization prior to and following enrollment in this program. The cohort that Dr. Larson has identified here is 5,246 individuals who were enrolled in that program and linked to care from January to December of 2004. And as I said, we got their healthcare utilization information, and you can see the measures there that we were specifically looking at in regard to this data analysis. This compares that sample, that cohort, that was enrolled in 2004 to the total enrollment of the program through 2008. And I might say over this period of time, this program has linked almost 50,000 people to a source of care. They have also been given access to specialty care through a program with the hospitals and the local Academy of Medicine. And about 2,500 people have gotten services through that care. About $14 million worth of care had been provided, specialty care, through that system. But this cohort, 5,000, and you see how closely it parallels the almost 50,000 people that have now been a part of this program. Now, this chart shows you what happened during the year after they enrolled into the program. You'll see there the solid line represents the clinic visits to a primary care setting. And in 2004, obviously, you see there 16,000 visits compared to 2,500 visits in 2003 by this cohort. Because of the way the data were being acquired over time, we knew what kind of utilization was going on. We could tell what utilization was going on prior to their association with the Bridges to Care program. And then, of course, after their enrollment. So there was a marked increase in patient utilization of the primary care clinics. But you also see there was an increase in ER utilization and also a slight increase in inpatient visits. And this shows you the actual number of people who were using care. So you see there in 2003, out of this cohort of some 5,000 people, about 736 were actually had a visit in 2003, and then in 2004, out of that same cohort, there were 4,000. So there was a marked increase in the number of persons out of this cohort that utilized care. Again, you see that increase also in terms of ER and the inpatient hospitalization. Now, what this slide does is show you the percentage of the total visits by this cohort relative to their ED use. So you see in 2003, out of all of the visits, 43% of them were to an emergency department. Same cohort in 2004, about 20%. Of all of their visits. So the actual number went up, but the proportion went down. And that's what this is showing. So we also looked at these ED visits from a perspective of whether or not it was a non-emergent condition that prompted the visit. And we used the Billings methodology for doing that. And what we found was that there was really no change, that the ED visits for non-emergency conditions continued at about or almost the exact same rate as previously. And then we specifically looked at it for certain chronic conditions, and you do see some change there, but not much change, not significant change. So the summary of this, we found that there was a marked increase in patient care utilization, especially in the primary care setting. But we also saw an absolute increase in the number of ED visits and inpatient use. And we saw relatively the same rate of use of non-emergent, or the ED for non-emergent purposes. What we concluded from this is that this is a very complex dynamic, that having access to primary care at a rate that you can afford if you're uninsured does not mean that it will change your utilization of the emergency department for non-emergent uses. The concept of a medical home, of course, is something that we were trying to promote here. We were trying to promote the idea that if you go to the same place over time, that's better care for you. Theoretically, we all think that that's the case. But there is a large portion of the uninsured who have, as a pattern of using the ED for primary care. So even those who had access to primary care at a rate that they could afford continue to use the ED inappropriately. We conclude that this is, this is a harder problem to solve than anybody might think. That there's a lot of reasons why a person goes to an ED inappropriately for primary care. We think not the least of which, and this is my opinion, certainly not been studied, has to do with their attachment to that institution and their perception of the quality of care that they get in that institution. Another related factor, I think, and this, of course, bears a lot of study, is the whole question of access based on time and availability. People go to EDs frequently because it is the easiest option that they have at that point in time. Thank you for the opportunity to present the results.
Thank you very much.